Yeah.
Mr. President, there's a story, UPI 86, that President Johnson summoned Democratic congressional leaders to a White House meeting today. Meeting was set for 1:45 p.m. Speaker McCormick arriving for the meeting said he understood it was to discuss the legislative situation for the 89th Congress. There had been no advance White House announcement of the meeting. Understanding was it was not a crisis-type conference. Apparently the invitation was not a bipartisan one. It appeared to have included the Democratic leaders of House and Senate.
I'd just say that it's not of sufficient I have not mentioned it to you or discussed it with you. And if they have, if Speaker McCormick says that, that you would not be in a position to deny it or if there's anything in news in it or any of sufficient importance, why, you're sure I'll say something about it. But
right.
I resent it so damn much that a fella can't come in here without saying so. And they all can't, and I'm going to tell them that. And I'm going to say, if I get to the point where I can't talk to you, that you're making it known, why, I can do it. I don't want to hurt you with them. What do you think you ought to say?
Well, I think I think what I should say is that, I don't know what the facts are, of course, but I think that it's almost impossible not to confirm now that McCormick is here without my getting hurt by it, frankly.
Well, why do we have to confirm it or not confirm it?
Well,
why don't we just say y'all stay with McCormick as your source? And I have asked the president. The president says he has no statement that if people he sends off the record and there's not any announcement he's got to make.
That makes it look bigger, sir, than it really is. I think the easiest thing to say is that...
Well, I think they do that every day. I saw yesterday where you announced something that retirement of McLaughlin. They don't say that they ask you and that McLaughlin tells them. They come right on over here and make us confirm it every time. I sure as hell hate to do it because they all know that. I would play it down and almost ridicule McCormick for doing it. I wished I could do it some way that way. And it might say that Albert's leaving town and we want to ask their advice or something, but I just hate to confirm they even here. They're not in the White House. They're going to be over at the mansion, and I'm due to see them at 1:45.
Well, as I said, the difficulty here, sir, is that we could make this look bigger than it really is.
Well, I don't care how it looks.
Start a lot of mystery.
I'm not serving any senators, anything.
I think if you say Albert's leaving town, why wouldn't it be well just to say that Congressman Albert was leaving town and that Congressman McCormick came in for an informal chat, period, and just let it go at that.
And say it was supposed to be an off-the-record one.
Right. Okay, sir.
Does that cut McCormick enough?
I think it cut him quite a bit.
I would just cut the living hell out of him. I assume that Larry told him he was off the record.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, as I understand it, Larry very much wanted it off the record. But first query I had this morning was that McCormick was seen getting in an airplane leaving Boston. I said, well, it's not unusual at all. And I forgot about it until later when we got this query from UPI. But I think that cuts him enough. It's supposed to be an off-the-record informal chat, period. And just Albert and McCormick, but Albert's leaving town.
But we were informed today or so ago that Albert would be leaving Wednesday. And, we wanted to just have an informal chat, and they talk about rules or procedures or purges or anything, say that none of that's going to be discussed at all.
Yeah.
None of it has been discussed or will be discussed. That's a matter for the House. It's a matter for the Senate.
Right.
Okay.
Okay, sir.
I hate like hell for them to leak it, though, and for us to have to confirm it.
I guess
we always have to do that. And I think that I would tell Kilpatrick, though, and those boys, when they ask me, say, now, if I say we have received it, well, I wish you'd say that you learned from some other source, not the White House announced it.
Right.
Because I don't want to announce it. You got 400 candidates for judges. They're waking me up this morning. And they don't get that much value out of it.
I'll tell them that again. I'll double.
And you better notify these people that when they send a resignation in here, to please call them immediately and just say, now, goddammit, quit talking about this until we're ready to accept it. The president asked you to.
Right. Give it, sir.